I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So Kelly showed me this story yesterday, and you kind of made it seem like we shouldn't talk about it on the radio because inappropriate things would be said. So I waited a day and decided that was not true.
No, we're always very
We should talk about it on the radio because inappropriate things will be said.
We should. And also, it's thought-provoking.
It is.
I want to talk about it.
That's right. Carmen and Lupita Andrade are 22-year-old conjoined twin sisters.
Okay.
How are they conjoined? Is that not the first thing you think of anytime someone says, oh, they're conjoined twins?
That's all I want to know.
How are they conjoined?
Like, yeah,
How many legs? Oh, how many butts?
What all parts do they share?
Yeah.
Exactly.
How many holes?
Are they basically just one body, but with a head on an extra shoulder there or what? Like, I need to know.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. All right. We'll get to that part in a second. But they are conjoined enough, the doctor said, if they were to be separated, it's very likely at least one, very possible both, would die. Or at best, they would go into the ICU and never come out.
Okay.
So separation.
Not an option.
No. So they live in Connecticut now. They were born in Mexico, came to the United States, got a bunch of medical treatment, and then have settled in Connecticut. And they dished on what it's like to live a full life, because there's, as much as it's a curiosity of how they're connected, there's still 22-year-old people, women in this case, who want to go and do fun things and do things. So
absolutely,
they have, this is going to sound weird, but obviously two heads, goes without saying.
Yeah.
I think. They have four shoulders. And then after that, it gets a little more...
It gets murky. It
gets a little more Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yeah, it gets a little murkier.
Like when my son Lennox mixes up the colors. Those don't go together.
They definitely only have one waist, though.
They have one waist.
Kind of look like this.
They do. Yeah, Steve is coming out of my back right now.
Yeah,
that's which very is, true.
Yeah.
They have three arms. One of them has two arms. And then they have two legs and presumably the amount of holes that goes with two legs.
And one waist.
Yep. Yeah. So from the ribs down, they're one person.
Yep.
From the ribs up, two people.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
So, all right.
Doctors told they're
sharing a garage.
Yep.
They are.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Howling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, they have four arms. Both sisters have two arms, but only one leg each. Carmen controls the right leg, so she has to do the driving.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So the other one, man, talk about living the life. Built-in designated driver.
Yeah, but you're the one that's always got the sunburn.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Because you're next to the window.
And I doubt that designated driver, like in the sense that one can get drunk and the other one.
Are you going to try and tell me the blood probably is shared?
I'm assuming. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it probably is basically one circulatory.
No, it's two circulatory systems.
I don't know.
Yeah, I knew. So now they're 22. They said, we go to movies and concerts. We travel on airplanes. Last year, we went to California, and we went to Texas last year.
Do you have to buy two seats?
They should, because the upper half needs two.
Yeah.
I have sat by people that weren't conjoined twins that would take up way more space
than
them.
Well, that's
true. So
that's true.
They don't even need the seatbelt extender, because they have a fairly narrow waist for two people.
Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed. Their waist is probably smaller than mine.
They're tiny.
They're two waists.
Yeah.
Well, they're 22 years old now, as we said. And here's the problem. They both go to different devices. They do their own things. Like, one's doing laptop, the other one might put on headphones, listen to music. So they have as much of a separate life as they can, including dating.
I feel like that's a conversation you have with the person you're attached to. Your twin.
I mean, pretty hard to have it without him.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean, how do you?
How does that go?
How do you have a conversation like, "Hey, don't tell her"?
Yeah. Like, how does that go? So I met someone.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
How do you tell them?
I know. I was there the whole time. I felt the chemistry when our garage got damp.
Oh, maybe it's like.
Oh,
when you...
God.
Oh,
I didn't
boy.
Think about that. Whose brain controls that?
Both.
Both?
I mean, I guess both.
Try wet.
I don't know.
Well, one of them, are you going to tell about the. Okay.
Yeah, of course. That's the only reason we're doing this story.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe it's
am
like.
Am I going to? I can't wait.
It's like when you have a pet bird and you need it to go to sleep, and one of them just like puts a little blanket over the other one's.
Or maybe they have like a piece of like a cutout in some sex paneling. Like they just put like a divider right between them, so it's a little more rigid.
Oh, like Mormons.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah.
So they said they're happy the way they are, and that's fantastic. They said now one difficulty has been finding clothes that fits their body, which makes sense. But they have neighbors and friends who've wanted to help out, and some people who can sew. One has, you know, they have different. Medical issues, like even their vision is different, which makes complete sense. It started when they started to find love in their life. Lupita is asexual. You know, like Steve, not interested.
Okay, mm-hmm. Just
Carmen not started looking for love a few years ago on the dating app Hinge. Boy, talk about confusing when somebody puts up a group photo. Which one are you?
It's always a group photo with them.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, when you were on Hinge, did you have that as a setting? Like, no twins?
Conjoined twins.
No conjoined.
Is that a checkbox?
No, you know, I didn't do that. I would have, you know, that would have been a case-by-case basis.
The perfect woman has four arms and two legs and will spend the rest of her life with me and her sister. Nope.
It would be kind of great, though, because if they pulled the whole, I don't remember that, you could just look at, you know, their twin and say, you were there. You remember.
Right? Oh, that you'd never win an argument.
No.
Carmen started looking for love. She went on Hinge, but she admitted she received, quote, a lot of messages from guys with fetishes. Yeah. I mean, that happens for anyone, mm-hmm. I think. So she said she struggles a bit with social anxiety, which made it hard for her to fit in. But she met a man named Daniel, and the two soon fell in love.
Oh. Good for them.
Okay.
Being in a relationship as a conjoined twin has its own challenges.
Yeah.
But Daniel and Carmen, the one who's asexual. Oh, no. Daniel and Carmen are dating. Lupita is the one who's like asexual. But Daniel and Lupita get along.
Okay. Like, well, that's good.
Which would be really bad if they didn't. Sometimes they even stay up talking to each other after the one he's dating falls asleep.
Come on.
This is so odd.
How do they cuddle? Is he holding both of them?
Well, he can't hold one.
I have so it's many like, questions.
Do you want to be Big Spoon or Big Spork?
They can't sleep on their side. I was just thinking about that. Man.
You know, if he was...
Yeah,
if
they I like were
sitting,
that one too.
If they were sitting on the couch... And, like, he was straddling, you know, you might while you're watching television or something. He's got, like, a built-in headrest because he's got a head on both sides.
So, like, he's leaning back in the middle of their torso?
Well, he'd be kind of leaning forward as they're watching television.
Could you tell your sister to shut up? I bet he said that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, will you tell her to shut up? That's so annoying.
Asking questions. I don't know. I'm seeing it for the first time,
trying
too.
To watch Harry Potter. I don't know.
We've watched the same movie.
She tries to come up with compromises when she goes on a date with Daniel in order to make it fair for Lupita, who's obviously forced to come along. They let her choose where they're going to eat or what they're going to do activity-wise.
So does she just sit there
like
quietly?
Like butt or regular.
Well, you just showed it. It looked like somebody had taken a picture of them or they took a selfie and they just cropped the other girl out of it.
They just take her out. Yeah. Yeah, they just take the picture. Like, you can't
just tell them, like, lean. No, lean, Lupita, lean more. No, keep Come on, Lupita. We've done this before.
She's like, if I lean anymore, you have to lean.
You're the most annoying third wheel ever, Lupita. God. I just take you everywhere with me.
Lupita said, I can feel when Carmen is anxious or about to cry. We share the same stomach drop. Like, they do feel each other's emotions, which makes complete sense. But, yeah, the obvious question is, like...
Does she feel it when her vagina cries?
That was a Prince song, I think, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
My favorite.
But, I mean...
Does she? Like, do they both feel it? Especially
yeah,
if she's asexual.
I would assume so.
And her sister's not. Like, asexual just means you don't have those desires.
Yeah.
So does she...
It's like a massage.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
is it? In
what think way? It would still reasonably feel okay.
Yeah.
My sister's enjoying this, so that's good. Okay.
Let's do something you like tonight. I don't know. What do you like? Knitting?
I mean, honestly, Steve, I think, like you said, I'd have to put a sheet over the face. Mm-hmm.
I think that makes it a lot more offensive.
But what if her vagina cries before her sister's vagina cries?
Well, they only have one.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But can't they both cry together?
Maybe only half does.
Well, like, that'd be weird.
I mean, if the one controls, like, the right foot and the other controls the left foot, then maybe, like, that's split in the middle, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's asexual. Maybe she just doesn't feel anything. No, that can't be right.
I don't think you know what that means when you say that. Yeah.
No, I think she's still
feeling
it.
I know what it means.
You still breathe and sleep in air?
I realize how stupid it sounds now that I've said it, so I regret it.
It is all stupid.
I just have so many questions.
But, yeah. Like, does he have to get a sign-off from both of them?
I mean,
like, if he has sex with Carmen, could Lupita call the police and say, I was assaulted?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
He's got to check in.
Lupita, do you have a headache? Carmen does.
Yeah.
You want to give it a run around the block, see if you're into it? No? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What if Carmen's asleep and they have sex? Did they cheat?
Oh, well, yeah, that would be cheating.
Yeah.
Because he's having sex with Lupita.
But not behind her back. It's more like to the side.
Yeah.
They can't be on their side. I already told you that, because then one would be crushed.
Yeah. Did and the other one
you
would
had,
be...
Basically. You had sex with my boyfriend just to the left of me?
Yeah.
Well, we wish all the conjoined twins in the audience the best of luck.
We do have questions, though, in case you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, show code. You have to answer everything we ask.
Do you think anyone's listening who's a conjoined twin?
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, I don't know.
Calling.
What if they called right now? Would you feel bad about some of the questions?
No.
Well, if they told me that it hurt their feelings, then I would say I was sorry. But
both of your feelings or just one?
Yeah. Which one of you is sad?
Oh.
Yes.
Well, they have different likes and desires.
Yes. Yeah, so
probably different.
One likes the show, humor. One doesn't. Just like a lot of the people here were like, yeah, I came with so-and-so because they really like you. I thought it was stupid to get up at 4 in the morning and wait outside in Schenectady, but here I am.
Yeah.
That laugh was pretty loud. There's a lot of you doing that, isn't there? Man with the denim jacket, is that you? Yeah? I don't blame you.
Somebody texted that she's always the side chick.
That's pretty sweet. He found a side piece that looks just like his gal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he has, like, a nickname for him? Like,
one and two?
Capita?
No.
Lumen?
Yeah, I mean, could be.
Just checking.
I mean, do you think his friends think that he's doing something weird? Like, is that a fetish, but he's just getting
away with
it?
He doesn't have friends.
Oh, that's a good point.
Just a hunch.
Do you think this is his first girlfriend?
Yes.
And he's like, hey. Finally goes online to 4chan and says, hey, 2-for-1 sale.
Probably. Now I can say
Felt bad about that one, didn't
I
you,
did.
Kelly?
Now if they called, I would feel bad. Yeah, I would apologize.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.